USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My fellow Americans, the war in Afghanistan is now over.
President Biden marking the end to the 20-year U.S. war in Afghanistan, the president addressing the nation from the White House, calling it the longest war in American history. As far as the U.S. citizens that are still trapped in Afghanistan, Biden says,
and for those remaining Americans, there is no deadline. We remain committed to get them out if they want to come out.
Americans are losing a ton of money to COVID-related fraud. The FTC saying that number comes in at around $545 million since the start of last year. Nearly 589,000 pandemic-related complaints were filed between January 1, 2020 and August 30th of this year. The average American losing nearly $400. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Coronavirus booster shots are being administered across the United States. The CDC saying nearly 1 million have already been put in people's arm just in the last few weeks. Earlier in August, the CDC recommending adults with compromised immune systems receive a booster shot. The cleanup is beginning in Louisiana after Hurricane Ida swept through the area. Slidell, Louisiana Mayor Greg Cromer joins Fox News and says he wants the members of his community to start the process of putting their lives back together after Hurricane Ida.
We're open. We're ready. We have officers patrolling the streets to assure that we don't have any looting situations. I haven't heard of any of that yet. The bigger problems for us are traffic from people that are trying to get back into their homes. Yeah. And get to these stores that are open.
The mayor also telling people in Slidell to return to their homes and clean up after the flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The rescue efforts in Louisiana continue after Hurricane Ida.
Thousands in Louisiana are still without power after Hurricane Ida slammed into the state on Sunday. Regional power supplier Entergy says that it could be up to 3 weeks before power could be restored to some of the areas hardest hit by the storm. Lieutenant General Russell Honore was in charge of the military relief efforts following Hurricane Katrina and tells CNBC that while many aspects of infrastructure were improved after Katrina, the impact of Ida shows that more work still needs to be done in regards to the power grid.
We know Mother Nature can break anything built by man, and it has a great way of breaking electrical grids and the towers that bring the power into the city. While we re-engineered things when it came to levees after Katrina, it goes to show we still got work to do on the grid and how we manage power, how we get it in.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca is requiring all of its U.S. employees to get vaccinated against the coronavirus if they plan on returning to the workplace or need to interact with customers. Though AstraZeneca manufactures its own vaccine for use in approved countries, the shot has not been approved for use in the United States, meaning its U.S. employees will need to get a vaccine made by one of the company's competitors, such as Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.